George Washington U President responds to pro-terror messages projected on campus building. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 26, 2023. George Washington University President Ellen Grenberg responded to the students that projected pro-terror, anti-Israel messages onto a library on the school's campus in the wake of the Palestinian terror group Hamas murdering more than 1,300 Jews in Israel, saying the messages were anti-Semitic and were in violation of university policy. Her weak comment on disciplining the students is that the school will take appropriate steps in accordance with university policies. Last night, multiple images were projected onto GW's Estelle and Melvin Gelman Library by a group of individuals, including GW students, acting in violation of our university policy, Grenberg said in a statement. They do not speak on behalf of the George Washington University. These images included anti-Semitic phrases that have caused fear and anxiety for many members of our Jewish and broader GW community. And we wholly denounce this type of conduct, the university president continued. Grenberg added that the messages do not contribute to the environment of rigorous debate and discussion at the school. And while GW students, faculty, and staff have the right to be vocal and engaged, they must do so within the boundaries of the law and our university policies. As members of our GW community, they also have an obligation to do so in a way that models productive disagreement, she said. Grenberg explained that the anti-Semitic messages projected on the exterior walls of the university library were removed as quickly as possible. But I know this does not heal the deep and painful wounds it has opened across our campuses. GW is reviewing this incident and will take appropriate steps in accordance with university policies, the GW president added. I want to continue to stress the importance of respect and care for one another, Grenberg said. Despite our many differences, we are one GW community. And we must stand united against anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, as well as all forms of harassment, discrimination, and violence. As Breitbart News reported, the messages displayed on GW's campus in Washington, D.C. read, Glory to our martyrs. Divestment from Zionist genocide now, and free Palestine from the river to the sea. The reaction from pro-Palestine students across the U.S. in the wake of the mass murder of Jews in Israel by Hamas has opened the eyes of many who are now shocked to see how widespread anti-Semitism is on college campuses. The terrorist attack against Israel on October 7 has also galvanized students across the U.S. into putting on pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel demonstrations on their college campuses, with one student at Ohio State University even referring to the slaughtering of Jews by Hamas as a resistance movement. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.